Luke, chapter 18. And he spoke a parable to them to the end that they ought always to pray, and not to faint. Saying, There was in a city a judge, who didn't fear God, and didn't regard man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came often to him, saying, Avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but after these things he said to himself, Though I don't fear God, nor regard man. Yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest she wear me out by her continual coming. And the Lord said, Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God avenge his elect, that cry to him day and night, and yet he is long-suffering over them? I say to you, that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And he spoke also this parable to certain ones, who trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and set all others at nothing. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed these things to himself, God, I thank you, that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I get. But the publican, standing far off, would not lift up so much as his eyes to heaven, but struck his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me a sinner. I say to you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. And they were bringing to him also their babies, that he should touch them, but when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, Allow the little children to come to me, and don't forbid them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever will not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he will in no way enter in it. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? None is good but one, God. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother. And he said, All these things I have observed from youth. And when Jesus heard it, he said to him, One thing you lack yet, sell all that you have, and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But when he heard these things, he became exceedingly sorrowful, for he was very rich. And Jesus seeing him become exceedingly sorrowful said, How hard it is for those having riches to enter into the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to enter in through a needle's eye, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And those who heard it said, Then who can be saved? But he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And Peter said, Look, we have left our own, and followed you. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, there is no man who has left house, or wife, or brothers, or parents, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake. Who will not receive manifold more in this time, and in the age to come eternal life? And he took to him the 12, and said to them, Look, we go up to Jerusalem, and all the things that are written through the prophets will be accomplished to the Son of Man. For he will be delivered up to the Gentiles, and will be mocked, and shamefully treated, and spit on. And they will scourge and kill him, and the third day he will rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them, and they didn't perceive the things that were said. And it came to pass, as he drew near to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing a multitude going by, he inquired what this might be. And they told him, that Jesus of Nazareth passes by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And those who went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace, but he cried out the more a great deal, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood, and commanded him to be brought to him, and when he came near, he asked him, What do you want that I should do to you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, Receive your sight, your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight, and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God.